welcome to Data Transfer, Season 2, Episode 13. My name is Audrey.
I'm Carla.
And we're recording on Thanksgiving Day. Shows that we have an excellent relationship with our family, but it also shows that this is like when I have time to do things, is when I am off for a holiday.
Did you see that, Audrey?
What'd you do?
I just chugged a shit ton of Monarch.
Monarch Butterfly?
Rum.
Rum. Yeah.
The bad stuff.
The bad rum. The bad old rum. My bad rum that I liked was Sailor Jerry. That was what I enjoyed.
Oh, you live in a test market.
Maybe. Sailor Jerry is universal. Or no, it was even worse. It was Admiral Nelson.
That I've heard of, but still.
Yeah. I was drinking Admiral Nelson back in the day.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm off today, which feels nice, but also I have wasted most of my day. I guess I'm just kind of resting, but I definitely feel as if I have not lived today to its full potential.
Yeah.
How are you?
I have been relaxing. We got our Thanksgiving dinner ready for the family. We're doing all the prep. We're doing all our stuff. I'm gonna get in there and make some mashed potatoes at some point. And otherwise, I'm just getting as fucked up as I possibly can, because that's how I do holidays. I'm just like,
yeah,
put sensory input in here, just in the brain, as hard as you possibly can, and I'll just take however many days it takes to recover.
Just stuff. Just make me feel stuff.
Sensory max me.
All hell day, yeah. Baby. I had a
I
lovely
want,
sensory...
I want walking to make my brain explode.
I had a lovely sensory experience earlier. I ordered Indian food for my Thanksgiving Day repast.
You
and they forgot.
Food,
they forgot my paneer pakoras.
No,
they were forgotten. They were left behind.
Guys.
Yeah, I was able to get a refund through the delivery service though, which is good.
You're making me hungry. I'm still cooking a big long meal.
You're gonna have a good long meal, strong meal.
And then I gotta take that meal and make it something else when Lilith gets home.
Yeah. Oh, she's working today.
She's working today. German Oof. Restaurant open today.
That's no good.
I know.
God, that sucks.
Yeah, but she's gonna come home to a nice hearty meal. I'm gonna take whatever you got left of the meat. There's gonna be plenty. I'm not that hungry.
Whatever we've got left
giant
of Thanksgiving
turkey.
Dinner
tastes like paper. I'm gonna take what's left of that shit. I'm gonna season it the fuck up, saute it with some onions and peppers and garlic, and then put that shit over rice. And I can serve that to her, and she'll have a good time. That's how I'm doing.
I really enjoy how well you want to take care of her, and how you want to, you know. You have such a desire to serve, and that's really admirable and cool.
I see someone... How do I put this? I see in her someone that needs protection in some ways, and also someone who is stronger than most people I've met. And... also, just like there's like an admirable spark in her. I don't know how to put it, but Lilith is worth every last bit of effort it takes to keep the place clean, to keep us fed. Yeah.
Aww, that's really sweet.
That's what I'm thankful for, is all of my wonderful partners.
Yeah, and we're all thankful for you, of course.
We.
I am thankful for my continued life. which at various points has been
imperiled.
Imperiled or dicey.
Uncertain.
Yeah. That's what I'm thankful for, that I'm sticking around.
You know what I'm really thankful for?
What's that?
Chop Chop.
Thankful for Chop Chop.
I'm thankful for when we got to go to Chop Chop for my birthday and they squirted the sake in my mouth and I was like, ah!
That's a lovely memory.
I was going through my old photo shit and I still have all the little videos that we would record for each other before we started using the app that I forget now.
Marco Polo.
That's right. It made me cry.
Oh yeah.
I had to have an individual stop and cry after each one.
Aww.
I love you, babe.
I love you too. We were looking through our pinned messages on Discord earlier, like looking at all the goofy shit that we've posted to each other and then saved.
Yeah. It's been a real reminiscence day for us.
Yeah, good day for it. Do you know what else it's a good day for?
Digimon,
you got it.
We have a fucking good episode. Holy, we have a
fucking awesome episode.
Holy shit. Because Audrey, I really need you to get rid of the fully deletized in your background. I keep wanting to read it out loud, and it will be a disruption no matter when I choose to do that.
You need me to undeletize my background?
I need you to undeletize me.
Okay, here we Captain. Go. Let's do this one.
No! I need the artifacting to stop happening around your head is the main problem.
I see.
You look like a living Photoshop layer, and it's very surreal.
I am a living Photoshop layer. Okay, fine. Too, no background.
To be
okay,
fair, no background. I am one of those Stickman versus the animator cartoons. It's my gender.
Stickmanimator.
Stickmanimator. Okay.
So this episode is entitled "His Master's Voice," or in the Japanese, "The Call of Dagomon."
Dagomon, as
that,
in
yeah, as I
Dagon
say.
From Lovecraft.
Yeah, it's so spooky. Lately, Kari's been having strange dreams. And after getting scared by TK accidentally making her jump, they run into school. And as they run in, Gatomon confides in Patamon about Kari's bad dreams and how Kari refuses to talk about them. She's like, she's having bad dreams, but she won't talk to me about them. It's all fucked up.
Yeah, it's the whole, this entire episode from start to finish has so much more of a dour tone and a gray palette. Everything has been like the colors washed down, and particularly more when we get to a later part, but like even from the start, it feels more like Serial Experiments Lane than a Digimon episode.
Which or closer apparently to
The one where Tai ends up in the real world for a while.
I want to say the director on Tamers is the guy who did Serial Experiments Lane.
Yep.
So.
Oh, wait, really?
That makes sense. Yeah, I think so.
Was that Gen Urobuchi? Shit.
Let's see. Serial Experiments Lane director. Ryutaro Nakamura.
Okay, I may be thinking of the wrong person.
Chikai Konaka is the head writer for both Serial Experiments Lane and Digimon Tamers.
Oh, I was thinking of Psycho Pass like a fucking idiot.
How unbelievable. I can't believe you would be thinking of Psycho Pass in a moment
I'm
like this.
I'm so dumb. I'm such a ding-dong wiener face. He also did Saya no Uta, Madoka Magica, Fate Zero, and Kamen Rider Gaim.
Amazing.
Hi, Ruby.
Hey, what's up, Ruby?
Come on the show. We'll do a bonus episode. Literally, just pick your favorite Kamen Rider episode, and we'll just hop on here and watch it with you.
That sounds cute.
That's what I'm thankful for, is Ruby's continued interest in some wild shit.
That ain't ever gonna stop, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, either. Fucking, I want to fuck various Digimon. There's a whole Lilithmon, Succubamon, fucking Ranamon, not Renamon, that's a different one. Although, yes, Rhythmon, of course. But yes, particularly, Sakuyamon, like the ultimate evolution. Because Kyubimon is just a feral Kitsune. Just like, I don't want to fuck something that could just back up into my dick like a semi-truck. Beep, beep. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay,
In class, TK mulls over Kari's silence.
We're describing the episode, aren't we?
Meanwhile, Kari is mulling over her dream. And as she does, she realizes that the classroom is beginning to fade, and a thick fog envelops her. When the classroom disappears entirely, she finds that she is in ankle-deep water. So she's, like, having Innsmouth hallucinations. She's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's... This is like a fucking World of Horror run, this episode. Shit is wild. It is incredibly Lovecraft and... what's his name? Help me out. Please, Lilith's gonna kick my ass when she listens to this episode that I dared hesitate on this name. Help me out. Uzumaki guy?
Fuck! Junji Ito.
Junji Ito. I was gonna call him Maki Ito, and that's not right. That's a wrestler.
That's not the right
lady.
One. That's a different lady.
Now Gigi's gonna pick on me, too!
She's just gonna get fucked up from this episode.
No!
Back in the classroom, TK sees Kari seem to fuzz over as if she was on a TV with bad reception. Oh my god, the synopsis
it's
reads,
fucked up.
Kari, he cries, standing up.
That is the entire, true, he does stand up and go, holy shit.
He did stand up and yell her name. Suddenly, Kari closes her eyes and falls to the side in a faint, and a friend catches her. Teacher sends her to the nurse's office, and as she's walked to the nurse's office, she convinces herself that she had fallen asleep and dreamt of water in the fog.
The teacher is very nonchalant. This is a detail I noticed. Like, he's just like, all right, go to the fucking office. I don't give a shit. I got a class to teach. She passed out into someone's arms.
And he's like, go rest in the nurse's office.
You're the nurse's problem. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Once again, this episode feels very Lane to me. Like, the bit where she looks up and everyone, including the teacher, is just looking at her with no real expression.
I've never seen Sarah Experiments Lane.
Oh, we gotta watch that when it comes back around Halloween time.
That would be cool.
That's a good spooker.
She sees a vision of her younger self, and she begins to hear water dripping, and she turns to see the shadow of a Digimon with glowing red eyes, and she screams.
Yeah. She is incredibly distressed this entire episode.
Yeah, she's in bad shape the whole fucking time. At the end of class, TK runs to the nurse's office to find Kari, but he's told that she isn't there. Confused, he runs to check the girl's bathroom, the library, staircase, and the gate to the digital world.
Oh, the idea. Like, I'm not going in there, but I'm going to yell into the girl's bathroom. Like,
well, yeah, you
okay
can't go in
there.
You can't go in there. That's girl's zone.
TP? I could throw you some from out here.
So, using the restroom can be for a lot of transgender people kind of a fraught experience. You're always kind of afraid that somebody's going to, like, call you out or some shit and, like, treat you like shit for using the bathroom that matches your gender expression. But there was one time I was using the bathroom and I hear the woman in the stall next to me go, "Oh, no paper?" Like, you know, she just says it out loud. "Oh, no paper?" Right. So I unattach the roll from the thing and just wordlessly put it under the under the stall.
Fuck yeah. That's solidarity. Like, Everyone wants to save the world, but no one wants to do the dishes.
Sure. Sure.
And you did someone's toilet dishes.
Suddenly, TK sees Kari sitting outside, and he runs outside to talk to her, and she tells him what happened and how she's scared that Digimon are going to take her to their world. Is that in the English dub? Because I don't know if that was what she said in the...
Yeah, there's nothing about that in the Japanese dub.
No. They let it be more ambiguous as to, like, she doesn't really share as much
in that moment. No, she's in the very Japanese. Withdrawn.
Yeah. TK tells her he cared too much about her to let her go without a fight. Not what happened. Kari stares at him in astonishment, and then embarrassed TK stutters an excuse and runs off. In the Japanese version, she's just kind of like, you know, being a sad girl and talking about how she needs her brother. And TK goes, "You can't rely on your brother."
Yeah, because this is a lesson he's had to deeply internalize, being that, you know, his parents are split and they each have custody over one of them.
Yeah, and his brother, even during, like, the Digimon adventures, ran off multiple fucking times to, like, do his own thing.
Yeah, he started off very intently focused on protecting TK, and that never left him as a drive, but there were many times that he left the kid to be the group's problem.
Right. After school, Kari walks out alone and stares at the beach across the road. And as she crosses, Gatomon spots her from a tree and jumps down to the pavement.
Cat Suddenly, in a tree, but she can get out on her own.
She just does a backflip.
Can I just say, Gatomon and Patamon fucking literally tailing, like, their kids throughout the day is so great because they've been around longer than the Gen 2 Digimon. They know how to hide themselves in plain sight. They know how to fucking crawl up a tree, hang out in there.
Yeah.
And
it's, or put on a red kerchief and an orange fro and be Punkagumon.
but for real, it's they've grown up a little bit along with their kids, despite what Gatomon says, which is like, we don't change at all while our kids are getting older.
Mm. Now y'all change. Y'all have development, Digimon. Don't sell yourself short.
You learn.
Yeah. You gain experience points that increase your combat capabilities.
One day you'll be able to become Japanese citizens. and be able to own property and a house and...
Yes, yeah, definitely. What's up?
Please continue. I got lost in the sauce.
Kari's outline begins to fuzz again suddenly, and British alert, a lorry goes past. And when it's gone, so has Kari, leaving only her bag.
British alert.
In the computer room, Cody Davis, Upamon, I just fucking up all the Japanese names. Iori, Daisuke, Upamon, Demi-Vimon, Poromon, and Patamon are watching Yole upgrade the D3s. TK walks in, and Patamon asks him what the matter is. Gatomon bursts in and tells them that Kari's disappeared. So, this is the stakes. Kari has been sad lately and having these, like, terrifying nightmares. And all of a sudden, she just fucking disappears. So everyone,
she poofs into the depression digi world.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, depression allegory in this fucking show in both seasons. Kari opens her eyes and finds herself at a beach. There's a lighthouse nearby. However, the color of the whole place is very subdued, and the lighthouse is emitting black light. Which I wanted to mention, the whole lighting thing is definitely a parallel to the episode where Ty comes back from the digital world. I believe it's called Another World is the name of that episode. So he comes back from the digital world and the colors are all muted and the animation style is a little different. That definitely happens in this episode as well.
Yep.
And you know, that episode and this episode are like among the greatest of all time. So, you know, if you're doing an animated show, do an episode where the style changes and everyone will be like, whoa,
it's so sick. This one's like Art Nouveau.
This one's so dork.
Whoa, Nouveau.
TKL tells the others.
It's like a surfer learning a new word. That's the character we're embodying here.
TK tells the others that she might not be in the digital world. Daisuke says he must have hit his head. Nyole complains that she can't find Kari in the digital world. Again, English dub shed.
No, she is like, I can't find her in the digital world.
That's true. But Daisuke saying, you must have hit your head.
That's some English bullshit.
Yeah. So Iori loses his temper and shouts at them to stop talking. He says that they mustn't go into the digital world blindly and should wait until they have pinpointed Kari's location. TK repeats that she's not in the digital world and runs out to the beach to find her. And he even says to them, no, I saw her disappear on the beach.
Yeah, she didn't use a portal. She didn't go into the computer lab. She fucking... Her backpack fell off because she phased out of reality.
Yeah. So Patamon and Gatomon go with. Like, they follow TK out. TK says you should have realized that TK says he should have realized that she needed help. And then he realizes that Kari must be in a different dimension. So then we get this really cool long shot of this, of like the cove that they're on. And Kari is on a beach, and you just have this like huge distance down the beach, and there's like a fuzzy cave at the end, and you can kind of, you know, tell if the lighthouse is off to the left hand of the scene.
You played Dear Esther, listener. You're the kind of dork who would play Dear Esther. It's just that. It's just the whole map for Dear Esther. You got it.
Yeah, you're in the zone. So while exploring, she notices a cave, and she wonders if it's a way back home, and goes in. Why would a cave be the way back home? That's so stupid.
I mean, in fairness, it's a pretty linear island.
Let's just
guiding her in there.
Yep, we gotta just try stuff. She calls in the cave and realizes that it's a tunnel. And as she goes deeper in, she hears hoarse voices calling her name. Not like the voices of horses. Not like the voices of horses, but like voices.
Like, oh fuck, we've been stuck here forever.
She sees shadows like the one she saw earlier, and then they ask her for help. Kari notices that the creatures look ill and asks if they're Digimon. And they reply that they are, what's the Japanese name for these fucking things? Because they're Scubamon in the synopsis here. Oh, come on. You can edit this part out. Hyangyojin means merman. They're not Divermon, though. They're Scubamon. This is all fucked up.
They look like Divermon palette swaps. Ultimately, that's what's going on here.
That's kind of what's going on.
Sahuagin lookalike.
Yeah, that's exactly. They're fucking like. They're Sahuagin with the alpha layer just full. Almost all the way down. I'm gonna take a nap now.
There's so much synopsis left. Okay. So she asks if they're Digimon, and they reply that they're, whatever the Japanese name for Scubamon is. They say they don't know how they got into the tunnel and that they were serving their god in the Japanese version. It says under Seamaster here.
Serving cunt.
And then suddenly they were in the tunnel. Kari then sees the dark spirals on the Scubamon's arm and realizes that the Digimon Kaiser had something to do with this. The Scubamon tells her that they had been summoned to help her, that they had summoned her to help them because her trait of light allowed her to free them. She reaches forward, grabs the Scubamon's arm, and a purple light shines from the spiral and the tunnel begins to collapse. Everybody runs out and an Airdramon is circling overhead.
And okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. Full on drunk rant, Corla. We have definitive proof that the Digimon Emperor came here. We have no idea how. They were talking about upgrading the D3's capabilities and like the Emperor's already done it. But they didn't say anything about it letting them into other Digiworlds.
Yeah.
And yet we have a tower. We have Erdramon, both like incontrovertible proof that the boy has been here somehow. But also, we'll get to the twist, quote unquote, at the end, and we'll realize that why did it matter that he was here in the first place? Because the whole thing is that these guys were just testing. Anyway, we'll get there.
I wonder if perhaps, the Digimon Kaiser learned how to do, like, encountered this world somehow, aside from the digital world, and got the technology for the Dark Spires and the Dark Spirals from this world.
I don't think so. He was programming it in the middle of torturing Agumon repeatedly.
No, he was upgrading it.
No, he was upgrading the Dark Ring into the Dark Spiral.
Yeah, I guess
there is
true.
A spiral on each and every one of these fishy boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's an Erdramon circling overhead, and then the Scubamon says that it serves the Digimon Kaiser, and it attacks, and Kari begins to despair.
Oh, and yeah, then it fucking melts most of them.
Oh, yeah, they get fucked. Yeah, fully just, like, uses, like,
in
a...
In an open flame.
Yeah, just roasted. Grilled fish.
Nummy, nummy.
Patamon, Gatamon, and TK are on the beach shouting Kari's name when suddenly a purple light appears, and they see Kari in the middle of it calling TK's name. Tailmon says some, like, hard as fuck shit about how, like, emotions called across the void or something like that.
Yeah, that it's like, this is an emotion-based digital world, it's the depression digital world, so we gotta reach her with our emotions.
Yeah. The three jump also, into the light.
Hold on just a moment.
Yams and stuffing and cranberry sauce.
Thank you. We're going to leave that in with no content. We're going to leave that part.
So the three jump into the light and are transported to a strange dimension. Seeing the Erdramon, Patamon digivolves into Pegasusmon, and Gatamon is unable to digivolve because Kari's D3 was in her bag, which is back in the real world.
She's like, oh, fuck. Oh, man. that sucks really bad, actually.
But Gatamon's like... looking at the lighthouse and realizes something. She jumps up to Pegasusmon, who's flying around in a very cool dogfight with the Erdramon.
Yeah, they're trading blows in a fucking World War One dogfight. Shit rules.
Yeah, it's very fucking cool. And I closed my eyes and it made me feel real good for a second.
I know, very sleepy.
We're gonna nap.
Keep taking little naps in between sentences.
We need to actually record one of these when we're both in good shape at some point.
No.
I guess that's not the energy of the show.
It's really not.
So Gatamon jumps up to Pegasusmon and goes, attack the lighthouse. And Pegasusmon and TK both go, yeah, on it. Can do.
Can we talk about the fact that TK is riding a unicorn with a sapient cat sitting next to him giving them orders?
What a weird show.
I just want to point out that this show is full of some weird Narnia shit, and we don't appreciate that enough.
So they blow up the lighthouse. And
they go boom, and there's a dark tower inside.
Yeah, which falls into the ocean. And Gatamon is then able to. Then Gatamon is able to digivolve into Angewomon.
So there's Pegasus, a bunch of bankers inside of that dark tower. A bunch of stockbrokers, motherfucker.
Whoa.
Should I bleep that, do you think? When we get
probably.
To the edit?
Probably.
Really? Yeah. You think I should bleep the fact that people who work in the financial industry are parasites on the rest of human society, and each and every single one of them should I...
Wow. You're getting spicy. You're getting real feisty.
I'm getting very spicy. I don't believe.
I was going to say, you decide what you want to do with that when you get do the when you do that.
Maybe edit. I make it and a stinger. Should... Maybe I just put that in at the very end.
And you should be sober when you do the edit.
How dare you? This is going out today.
So Pegasusmon and Andromon easily defeat the Airdromon. Andromon then destroys the dark spirals on the Scubamon's arms, and their bodies begin to pulsate and shift, and they stand up in a completely different shape. I didn't really get this. They then reach forward for Kari and tell her that she should be
the Shadow over Innsmouth, but gender swapped. In the Shadow over Innsmouth, they're like, you should fuck one of us and make more fish people. He's like, I don't understand why you want that. I'm gonna go back to my hotel. Oh god, I'm fish people. And he does the Home Alone 2 clap on his cheeks because the aftershave is too strong. And it goes bum ba down bum 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 ba down as it cuts to credits.
So they're like saying you should, yeah, basically it is that. It's the Innsmouth mythos.
Yeah, and it's like, make more for us. We need
make more
need
with
an
us.
Army for a battle with another old god.
Yeah. It's almost worse in this case because it would be like, instead of the Innsmouth guy impregnating a fish creature, which is less of an investment, it would be the Innsmouth fish creatures impregnating the human.
Like a last year of middle school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, fucked up. Like, so fucked up.
Really fucked up. I was, like, disturbed and upset.
Yeah, I was like,
which is the point of Eldritch Horror.
Yeah, I was like, this is a lot. But she refuses, and Andrew Woman is like, just fires a warning shot at them and is like, you better get the fuck out of here.
She is genuinely like, I will kill you.
I'll kill every one of you. I don't give a shit.
I won't think about it.
Yeah. No one will ever think about you ever again.
You can all go straight back to Primary Village. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Do you think evil demon spirits from an alternate digital dimension go to Primary Village? I think it's permadeath in this one.
I think they kind of just like absorb back into Cthulhu, who is canon now in this universe.
Right.
I think he's like Sin from FF10, and they kind of slough off of him as their own sapient entities because he's that much of a locus of chaos and power.
Yeah. So they said to beware of their master who would come for her later on. Come. Edamon's come. Kari, Andromon, TK, and Pegasusmon then re-enter the purple light and go back to the real world.
God, I hope I still have that drop.
Kari asked TK what he had meant that morning when he said that he cared for her, and once again stammers out an excuse, which is English version shit. She then tells him that she cares for him too, and they both chuckle. Come on.
Tee hee.
The large silhouette of Dragomon or Dago or you know
Dagomon.
Dagomon. Yeah, Dagothmon. Rises from the dark ocean, and it is clearly the Scubamon's undersea master, and it growls menacingly. End of episode.
He fucking bookends this whole thing with his hulking silhouetted form.
Yeah, I don't feel like we've done this justice. If you're just listening to the show and not following along and watching the episodes, do yourself a favor and watch this one because it's very visually striking, and the dread is really pervasive and well executed. And so for that reason, I do have to give it a mega on our scale of rookie to mega. Fucked up episode.
Fucked up, but I'm right there with you. It has to be a mega. This one is so well executed for what it wants to be. It goes, we're going to tackle Kari. We're going to tackle the fact that she is like learning to live without her brother there to hold her hand. We're tackling the fact that TK is a little bit annoyed that she was even given the option this long, whereas he's been separated from Matt for a while. He's had to internalize this very deeply. And they go, we're going to take that. We're going to make it the theme. That's it. When they go and face weird bad guys, that's part of the theme. And it's just, it's a beautiful episode, and it's really a taste of what's to come with Tamers when the writer for this one gets in control of the, like, the entire directorial view. It's so good. It's so good. Don't like the weird bride thing. Impregnate Don't like a, that. Yeah. That sucks a lot. Like, yeah. a lot.
Not my favorite part of the episode, for sure.
And, given the fact that it's in there, the fact that I give it a mega should really tell you this is one to go and watch. Go pirate this shit. It doesn't matter. No one's gonna get... Like, no one who worked on this originally is getting your money.
Right. If you buy you DVDs go to buy of this. It or whatever. Yeah.
Precisely. Don't get... Fucking... Steal the bootleg from a GameStop. I don't give it. Or the bootleg, the Blu-ray is what I meant to say. Steal the Blu-ray from GameStop.
Bootray.
Bootreg.
Blue leg.
Blue leg. Yarr, I be Blue Leg the Pirate. And I be here to bring you pornography.
Yeah, here he is. He comes bearing pussy too.
Pussy too.
Yarr, there be pussy along with our booty.
They usually come together. What do you got for me?
I'm gonna make you describe an animation this time. I linked it to you in the Discord.
Okay, I'm taking a look here. 6 seconds. Wow. Okay, so I'm thinking that's a mind flayer.
Yep.
Based on the tentacles.
That's the theme. Congrats, you found it.
Nice, cool. And so all I see in this is just like the tits and tentacles of like a femme mind flayer with the arms outstretched in front of her. And she is cupping and alternately slapping and caressing the balls of what appears to be maybe a dragonborn with a massive tonker.
I can't tell. They're definitely wearing dragon scale, like, leather armor, but
yeah, that dick scaly, is just scaly legs.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's just like a regular human penis, but regular, incredibly enormous huge.
Penis, we should be clear. These balls incredibly are larger huge. Than her hands.
Right. Fucking cantaloupe size, at least. And, yeah, she must be sucking that dick and slapping those balls around. And the dragonborn or whatever seems to be into it.
Yeah, she's, to be clear, she's really smacking them around. She gives them the Gianna tit slap from underneath with both hands. But
it's
hands. Just,
it's a nut.
But it's a nut crush, yeah.
She also has, she has like purple titties and like light blue areolae. Blue areolae, yeah. Blue nip knops.
And she's got mildly inverted nipples.
Yeah.
It's good. I like this design.
Yeah, it's cute. It's well done.
Yeah. I'll send you more of it later. All right.
You should describe this next one. Yeah.
I will describe. So let's bring that up.
Okay. Taking a look.
This one, once again, there's no penetration or anything. This isn't just traditional PIV. Instead, what we have is a woman with a. What do you call that? A side shave.
Oh, like
one
an
side
undercut.
Is shaved and the other yeah, part's
an
way
undercut.
Over. Yeah. Undercut with a fairly long front to it. Nice, like neon green hair. She is having her brain slurpity slurped out by a mind flayer standing behind her who's barely touching her. He's got one hand on her arm, one hand on her leg. But he is sucking the brain out of her fucking skull with his tentacles up in her ears. And she is enjoying this so much. Her eyes are crossed and facing up. She's biting her lip and drooling like crazy. She's, like, squeezing her tit like she means business. Yeah, that's kind of the main thing of this image. There's a mind flayer who is sucking the brain out of a lady who likes it a lot. She has her tits out. She's got her pussy visible through her panties, but not out. And there's these well-realized creases where the fat of her body would be mm-hmm. rolling together. And that makes me act up in ways.
It's rolling.
Yeah, anything else that I missed about this babe?
She's wearing like a white button up that's like torn open, and
she was just grabbed from her work job. Her pants look like office work pants.
Yeah, she looks like just an office worker got sucked out of the real world. And the Mind Flayer is wearing armor, which I think is interesting.
Must have some fighter
levels or something.
I think that is the Emperor, actually. If I come back to the tags. Yes.
That is the Emperor.
So there you go.
No spoilies for Baldur's Gate. Yeah. Very visible camel toe, green panties. Yeah.
Everything about this is very well done for what they're going for.
Yeah.
I love
illustrated.
I love a little mind break. I love when someone's into being mind broken. This is way better than Ceramorphosis. You get a fucking bug put in your eyeball. That part, that sucks. Getting tentacles in your ear? I bet that's like digging in real deep but with no pain with a Q-tip, you know, just getting that fucking you're like ha ha ha, but that's all the way into your mind. Imagine that.
No thanks.
Just getting cleaned all the way through. You fucking, they're sucking out all your childhood trauma. You get to be a functional person.
That'd be all right.
Yeah. See, people don't say that about Yerkes, but Yerkes can help you manage your ADHD.
You're about a fucking Yerk.
Yerkes don't care if you're neurodivergent. They'll get up in there. They'll work with you.
Now's the part of the episode where we name our digital champion.
I'll just cut that out and put that.
Yeah, smart. Yeah, I'm you're
drunk
good.
As fuck, baby.
Yeah, you're pretty fucked up. I'm going to name Patamon, specifically the little pose he does when he's yelling Kari's name on the beach, as my digital champion. He does this little thing where he's flying because his wings are on the front of his head. So he's able to, keep himself aloft with his wings beating like that. And he's, curled up his body, and he's got his little front paws up to his mouth, and he's, yelling Kari's name, and he's, a little folded-in-half sausage, and it's very cute.
Imagine if, a curved hot dog was trying to help its friend by screaming.
I want you to imagine that.
Imagine a curved hot dog with the bun and everything.
With the bun.
It's kind of his color pattern.
Yeah, he's like a bun over a hot dog. He's a bun over a white hot dog.
He's so cute. I love the little guy.
Patamon's really growing on me. I'm glad he's such a staple this season.
My digital champion is Mimi, because she's always in my heart.
Okay. And so it is named.
And so it is named. No, actually, I'm going to give it... to Patamon as well. I'm honestly with you. Patamon was like the goat, but him and Gatomon were the goats this episode.
Mm-hmm. Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Ow.
Go ahead and slap your tits again.
How does Tiana do that all day?
She just hurts herself.
That fucking hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got a lot more surface area. I imagine the nerves are kind of spread out a little
more. More diffuse, perhaps.
Meanwhile, I've grown all of this in a relatively, condensed space.
Sure.
Via second puberty. So all of that is in one little bunch that go, owie, when I slap.
Owie. Hey, Carla, what are your plugs?
Well, I have, a pure wand. That's not really a plug so much as it is a prostate device.
Okay.
There's also the Lovence Edge 2. You know, I'll rep that shit. I feel weirder about it now that Lovence keeps commissioning furry porn that's sponsored.
Oh.
And that was fun at first. That was a novelty. And then I went,
Somebody's decent... living something out this way.
And also, decent artists have a limited number of commission slots, have a limited amount of time in the day. And having that filled up with corporate commissions...
Kind of a bummer.
Kind of sucks. It feels like poor furries are being paywalled out even harder than they already have been by just independently wealthy furries. Like, yep. White Kitten, don't get me started on that again.
Ugh.
Or Cauldron, for a good example.
What is your other plugs? What are the
Cauldron? Go look up the bunny getting fucked in all sorts of ways, mostly in the mouth, but not always.
Go to smallgayhorse.com and check out Post Pony. It's a retrospective on My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, and the Rise of American Fascism, hosted by Corla and my metamor Gigi and my metamor Aki and their friend Ruby. As for me, you can find my other show. It's called Radio Free Tote Bag. You can find it at rftb.me or anywhere you find your podcast. It's a heartfelt relationship advice program where we do the dumbest fucking jokes you've ever heard in your fucking life. And we have a great time doing it, but we got a great heart. Like, we're in a good place. We're trying to help you out, you know? It's good. It's a good show.
It is. It's a great show.
We hope you've enjoyed this mess of an episode of Bless this mess of an episode. I think we're both gonna go pass out.
Whee! I can't because I have to get the turkey out in a little while.
Oh, that's right.
But I will tell you to go out there. Buy the products.
You gotta buy the products, folks.